Okay, now I want to bring on Mitch Langberg. He's a constitutional attorney. He's also a partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, and he does my show pro bono. Mitch, welcome, sir. How are you?
Thanks, Andy. I'm doing great. How are things out on the other coast?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, Mitch. You ever been out this way?
I have not.
There's a beautiful river running through the city, the St. John's River, and I went to the Jacksonville Zoo, and they have a giraffe.
And?
I'm just saying, Mitch, I didn't know that before I got here, not to mention Cracker Barrels and Waffle Houses. I may make Jacksonville home. I may leave. Let me tell you, you think you have a big living in Los Angeles, Mitch? People are nice here. I walk around the radio station. They look at me like I'm intelligent. They nod their heads. In L.A., I get treated like a dog.
That's a softball, Andy. Let's go on to the next thing.
All right, Mitch. Why don't we get into the legal docket of the week, all right? Because clearly I'm not entertaining you, which is my goal. So why don't we – I was offended by this piece of the New York Post, okay? Normally I'm a New York Post guy, but this bothered me because I think pimps have rights too. And this pimp was arrested, and he was being tried for beating up some of his girls. And you know how it is. Sometimes they act up. You got to keep control of your stable. Otherwise, they won't know who's boss. And he was a pimp in Brooklyn, and a judge yesterday rejected his plea to explain what he does for a living to the jury because – he said, quote, it would be helpful to the jury to understand the character of the people involved in the relationship between pimps and prostitutes. He basically wanted to explain the relationship. It's a symbiotic one and why prostitutes understand that sometimes discipline must be enforced for the protection of the entire herd. Now, he can't testify in his own defense. Is that an infringement upon his First Amendment rights?
He wasn't not permitted to testify. What the court refused to do was allow him to designate himself as an expert on the subject of pimp and prostitute relationships.
But Mitch, who better to be an expert than a pimp him or herself? I guess, well, a pimp-ess, him, pimp himself.
The pimp and the to talk about pimps and pimpies. Well, probably nobody better, Andy, but I think the judge probably figured out that it doesn't matter what the nature of the relationship is. You still don't get to beat people to a bloody pulp or rape them.
Right. I see what you're saying. So he went too far.
It's a no-brainer for me.
Okay. So you're saying that the key thing is he can testify on his own behalf. He just can't do it as an expert witness. Now, that's my next question is to you. Is that, what is that distinction of being an expert witness? Why is that so important as opposed to just testifying? Why does he want to be known as an expert witness? What is that? Does that give him a certain credibility in front of the eyes of the jury, for instance?
Well, what it allows him to do is state opinions that are based on his expert knowledge rather than just talk about the facts of the particular case. So what he wanted to do is be able to talk about the industry as a whole and why it is accepted and understood that pimps get to beat up on their hookers. And are we really talking about this, Andy?
No, don't worry, Mitch. I'm gonna cut this audio and send it to your law firm. I'm working on getting you disbarred. So one last question about this, and then we'll move on to something serious, Mitch. Who did testify as an expert witness? I mean, what do you have to get, the screenwriter for Deuce Bigelow? How do you find an expert in this world? Maybe a cop who busts pimps for a living?
My guess is that the judge said that there's no expert testimony going to be permitted. The issue is whether or not he beat people and raped them, that no amount of testimony saying that it's the custom and practice in the business would excuse it, just like you can't you can't consent to being beaten up unless it's in a mixed martial arts ring.
Well, I disagree. Ask the producers on my program. They'll tell you something very, very different, Mitch.
Well, I need to talk to you about that, too. Slavery is illegal also.
It's actually not. It's indentured servitude because they get credits at the general store that they can use at the vending machine down here at the station, okay? Now, Mitch, let's transition into my favorite subject, beating up on hippies. UC Davis, which is in the California school system, never even heard of this university, but it's part of the UC system. I guess it's lesser known than like a UCLA where intelligent people go. So UC Davis is filled with less intelligent hippies. And there was a video showed around the net and I guess in the mainstream press, because I did see it on Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, because I have a triple screen. I do the Newsmix on DirecTV Channel 352, which I love. We got to look into DirecTV for being a sponsor, by the way. Okay, so, Mitch, the point of this is that the mainstream media picked this up, okay? And essentially, they showed a policeman at UC Davis pepper spraying a bunch of young hippies that were holding hands. They were probably singing Kumbaya for all I know. But they left out the facts of the case. Like, for instance, Ann Curry on NBC's Today Show, who I think does a terrible job. I mean, she makes Meredith Vieira look like a star. Ann Curry is very insincere. She said,